Billy Proust of Intermountain Healthcare says doctors, nurses, and staff have a lot of ideas for devices or other innovations that would make them better able to care for their patients.
You may be this world-renowned cardiologist, and you've been in the industry for the past 35 years, and you have ideas running around in your head that if I could just make this or make a tweak to that, it would make life easier. Well, today there's no great place to go and dump those ideas and have it come to fruition.
That is until now. Intermountain has created a type of do-it-yourself lab space that allows them to develop prototypes for some of these ideas. The Healthcare Transformation Lab currently has 20 employees, including engineers.
So that whole process of idea to actual device, to patent, to manufacturing is very, very expensive. And for the average person, they wouldn't even know how to go through that process. Well, here, we're now coming and saying, hey, what is that great idea you've got in your head? And then with all of these tools, we can fairly quickly say, is this what you were thinking of?
And they have had employees come to them with ideas, says Mark Propes, the chief information officer at Intermountain.
One of those ideas was a hand-washing watch. And we thought, wow, that's a pretty good idea.
The Centers for Disease Control estimates there are about 1.7 million hospital-acquired infections every year, contributing to an estimated 99,000 deaths. One of the most frequent and most preventable modes of transmission is through healthcare workers who don't wash their hands. The goal of the watch is to let the workers know if they forgot. The watch senses if they pass through a doorway and a light turns red. It also senses when the worker washes their hands with soap and water or with alcohol gel and the light turns green. To make the plastic casing for the watch, the lab has a 3D printer. To make the electronics that sense when a healthcare worker leaves or enters a room, and when water or alcohol gel is used, there is a machine that makes circuit boards.
So this is the antenna that senses when it's gone through the door. This is for the battery. These right here are the lights. So then we create the body of the watch with the 3D printer, and we shove these things inside the watch. We write some software as well, and then you've got a working prototype.
Probe says the cost of running the lab is about $2.5 million a year, but that's not paid for by patients. Instead, Intermountain has formed partnerships with companies, including big names like Intel, Dell, and CenturyLink, that provide the funding but also help develop the devices. Some of these partners, such as a local company, XI3, that makes very small energy-efficient computers, also figure out ways to use their products in the hospital. David Politis is the chief marketing officer for the company.
This is a machine that Intermountain Healthcare is using to run Windows in patient rooms and in other places in the hospital, but it's only 20 watts of power. Now, for a comparable machine is going to be between 100 and 200 watts of power. So for an organization like Intermountain Healthcare, they have 34,000 employees. You're talking about a lot of savings. It could save Intermountain millions of dollars a year just in energy savings alone.
Other prototypes currently under development include a pediatric bed that signals to healthcare workers or parents if the bed is accidentally left open. The jailbreak bed, as it's known at the lab, has a sensor that sets off a unique sound that isn't like other alarms in the hospital, so it can be easily heard. The sound can also be customized. Apps that help patients better interact with their physical therapists, allow life flight crews to add to patient charts electronically, or doctors to automatically embed pictures into charts are also in the development or testing stage. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.